Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I know we've had loaded phone lines since the radio show began. We're going to get to you. It won't matter if it's all over the map, Lindsay Williams can comment on it all. But, Pastor, recap what you've said in your past interviews. Explain what he told you they were going to do 8 months ago. Then you go on the air 6.5, 7 months ago. You break it down when oil prices were only rising.
'08, and believe me, you had to have been bold to have allowed that, because crude oil prices at that time were $147 a barrel, and this gentleman told me they were going to $50 a barrel. I knew there was no way in this world that this could happen, except that the elite would do it. Now, folks, let me pause here long enough to say, please, please, I beg of you, believe everything you hear Alex Jones say on his show. I know from firsthand experience that the elite of this world do exist. There is a handful of people who control our government, control our president, control the currencies, control OPEC and the oil production of the world and the price they get for a barrel of oil. And this man said to me, it is going to $50 a barrel. It's going to $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gas pump. Now, here I'm going to make a prediction. Don't be concerned about gasoline prices going up the gas pump. They aren't. I was told by this man that they would stay this way until they had completely bankrupted OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world. That means a year to a year and a half, you are going to see gasoline prices stay right where they are today and not go up. Mark my words, I was told it by one of those who knows everything that goes on behind
closed doors. And by the way, since then, several mainstream publications like Bloomberg and AP and George Soros at the Davos World Economic Forum, where the elite spews their propaganda, admitted that they've artificially lowered oil prices to bankrupt Russia, Venezuela, the Arabs, and ensure a worldwide depression so the big central banks, flush with all the bailout money, can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with an artificially engineered fire sale. Now, within months of you saying this on air, it began to drop from $150 a barrel down to $100, down to $75, down to $60, down to as low as $33 a barrel. It's at 40-something right now. It bounces around down there at the bottom. Again, he told you they were doing this. Now, break down why they wanted to destroy the world economy.
They're doing this intentionally. All this was planned months and months in advance. This did not happen by chance. What's happening in the finances of America right now, likewise, are not happening by chance. All of this is for the purpose of bringing about everything that you're seeing take place right now in banking. He told me, he said, America will see a... Now, folks, please notice this. I'm quoting this man verbatim, word for word. It almost as if he had just walked out of the boardroom of the elite and was quoting it to me on the telephone before we had this financial crisis, before Obama was elected, before we had any money given by the Treasury of the United States of America to the banks of America, before the real estate crisis took place. This man told me, and Alex, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show.
You bet, Lindsay. You bet. Let's get into it. So
America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, this means he was forecasting exactly what's taking place in the financial world right now. The real estate crisis, the banking crisis, and folks, you haven't seen anything yet. You just wait until they finish up what they wanted, because he said to me, he said, this is being done for the purpose of bankrupting the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world. That means that they no longer have the money to buy our T-bills. Folks, you don't realize just how drastic this is. The T-bills pay the interest on the national debt of the United States of America, and when they don't buy our Treasury bills at the auctions of the Treasury, it could bring about a collapse of the dollar. Mark my words, you are going to see 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year from now, a total, complete collapse of the United States dollar and the economic system in this country. Prepare yourself for it. I was told by one of the insiders themselves that it's going to happen, and you can depend on the fact. Now, Alex, when can I come down to the mindset of these people so I can help folks understand why they have all this to do?
Let's do that in a moment. I first want to flesh out the fact that you said on this show almost 7 months ago that it would first start bankrupting things like Dubai, which was supposedly the best place to invest in the world. Now the New York Times admits it's imploding. They're stopping building. They're going into full bore depression. People are going to the airport and just leaving their cars and flying out of the country, the foreign workers. I mean, it's happening here. This is a war against everybody. I've had some good old boys email me and go, good, let's bankrupt Venezuela and Russia and the Arabs. No, no, no. This is the banks and the oil companies, the same people that own them, bankrupting the world to bring in a world government, a world carbon tax, total control, and they've now announced it. They've announced, Gordon Brown was here this week, announcing a new world government. I mean, I was listening to Fox Radio and on XM, and they were going, I guess people like Alex Jones are right. Imagine I turned on XM last night, and there's some talk show. I was going, I guess Alex Jones is right. They're saying it's a world government, and you know, they're taking over. We were only going off their documents, but please continue. Yes, go ahead and get into their mindset.
Alex, you're telling everything that these people plan to do. You've told it in advance. You've been right on the money every time. People should believe every word you're saying. OPEC oil financial oil ministers met just a few days ago, and after their meeting, they made this statement. They said, in 4 months, OPEC, that's the oil-producing countries of the world, have lost $2.5 trillion. You heard me correct.
And they were heavily leveraged in derivatives as well, overextended. Again, bankrupt the middle class in Western Europe, the U.S., bankrupt the middle class in Japan, bankrupt the middle class in Australia, bankrupt the middle class in Latin America, bankrupt corporations, and then government working for the bankers come in then and consolidate everything. Go ahead.
They have everything to gain by this. The average person says, oh, my goodness, as one person said to me the other day, don't some of these elite live in the United States of America? Do they want to destroy their own country? I said, wait a minute, you don't understand their mindset. So this past week, after you'd given me the invitation.
Yeah, these are conquerors. Explain their mindset. Break down their conquerors. This is global domination using economics as a weapon.
Yes. Now, folks, understand, I lived with them for 3 years. I had an opportunity to analyze them on their own ground. The name of the game is control. If you remember anything in this program today, please remember that expression. The power is greater. The power of these people is greater than the average person can even comprehend. They control presidents. They control the government. They control nations. They control currencies. They control the masses. They have the leverage and the power to be able to do this. They create a problem, and then they create a solution to solve the problem. Now, let me begin 15 years ago. Two institutions that were created, remember back on this, two institutions were created to make money available for the real estate loans, Fannie and Freddie. 40% of all loans were made by them, guaranteed by the government. They were ordered, Fannie and Freddie were, to make loans to anybody. Teaser loans, interest loans, no interest loans, option arm
loans. And the real estate workers were publicly told to falsify the reports and they wouldn't get in trouble.
They were.
And that's why none of them are, because they were told to do it.
They created the bubble. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they also knew exactly when they were going to pull the noose and that the bubble would burst and the real estate crisis would take place. And it all began 15 years ago when they began to create it. Secondly, 15 years ago, they planned the price of crude oil to go from $30 a barrel to $137 a barrel. Then they planned it and told me about it 8 months in advance that it would go from $137 a barrel to $50 a barrel, that gasoline would go from $5, $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 to $2 a gallon. OPEC oil-producing countries had During the time, it was $137 a barrel and stayed there for quite a period of time, around $125 to $140. And the OPEC oil-producing countries obligated themselves for defense contracts. Oh, my goodness. They bought armament like you wouldn't believe. Energy. Infrastructure.
Stay there. Yeah. We got a break. We'll come right back, Lindsay, get into their mindset.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $934.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.76, $480.88 for the half-ounce, and $240.44 for a quarter-ounce. That's $961.76, $480.88, and $240.44.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Rosie. Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names? Movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Be against the law. And I got articles all over the country. Police want home gardens to be illegal. You can't trust prisoners. You think a prisoner's allowed to have a garden? but they're doing it because they want to help you. Sundown on the Union. Tulsa City Council questions people being allowed to have their own gardens. He says they may grow weed. You're all prisoners until you say, no, I'm not a prisoner. We need a jailbreak here. Defeat the New World Order. Lindsay, I want to go to calls in the last 30 minutes of the show. So, and we're going to come back and also tell folks about some of the documentaries you've done. But right now, yeah, blitz through. You were getting how they set the world up in this big Ponzi scheme to blow it out and then bring world government out of it. And then the mindset of these people. Go ahead.
What we're talking about is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. They had it planned in advance. They knew everything they were going to do. I heard them talking about a 30-year plan 35 years ago when I lived with the elite on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Today, I am seeing them fulfill everything they have told me over these past 35 years they were going to do. They planned the real estate prices. They planned the price of gasoline to go to $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gas pump. They had the states, the United States government and the states of America, to obligate themselves for every kind of project imaginable and put in every kind of agency imaginable based on the taxes that they were going to receive as a result of the booming economy that had been artificially created.
And even though it's imploding, they just keep expanding government everywhere.
Yes, and they've done all of this intentionally. Okay, 15 years ago, they planned the price of crude oil to go to $137 a barrel. They did it gradually. Then they led all the OPEC, that's the oil-producing nations of the world, to believe that it was going to stay there, so they obligated themselves for defense. Every kind of infrastructure project imaginable, every kind of debt and obligation long-term that you could imagine, they got them in that debt intentionally in order to be able to bankrupt them. The only way you can get a person bankrupted is to put them in debt. They took the price there so that they could bring it to $50 a barrel. They told me 8 months in advance that they were going to do it. Dubai started to build that beautiful five-star city. Venezuela got into every kind of trouble imaginable, and now Mr. Chavez is just about to be ousted because his people think he was the one did it. He was not the one that did it. The elitists did it to him. Nigeria is in trouble. The Arabs are in trouble. China, oh, my goodness. You say
Russia.
You say, wait a minute. The elite don't control China. Yes, they do, folks. Please believe
me. The Rockefellers sent George Herbert Walker Bush there in 75 to start the one-child policy in a State Department treaty for money.
They control the world. I mean, they control China. They control Russia. They control the Arab world. They control the United States of America. They dictate to Congress what bills to pass. They put in, okay, China. They let China believe that the economy in America was going to continue the way it was going in the rest of the world. Now, today, they have almost bankrupted them. China has 70,000 Chinese factories that have closed in the past 5 months. 28 to 30 million Chinese are out of work that came from the farms into the city, and you're going to see riots in China like you've never heard of. Russia.
And then the IMF documents state that once the riot starts, that lets the establishment bring in martial law, and then the people are actually asking for it.
Yes. And so in Russia, they've devalued the ruble 8 times. Why? Because the elite of the world took crude oil to the price they did, then crashed it to the price. I never thought they'd take it down to $33 a barrel, Alex. But they have. He told me $50 a barrel. I was amazed when they took it to 33. They really want to get on with this project. And so Russia's in trouble. 15 years ago, they created derivatives. Oh, folks, if you've never heard about derivatives, please, I beg of you, you've got to know what a derivative is.
Yeah, it's not the subprime mortgages. That's the cover. That's why they didn't spend the bailout money on that. It's these made-up instruments that they rated as pure gold cash. They use it to buy up the world. Then they pop the Ponzi scheme. They have all the real assets and buy up the planet.
And every bit of this was created in advance. They created the real estate problem. They created the fuel problem.
Well, it's Obama's. Bush was involved, and Clinton was involved, but it's Obama's entire team, Rubin and Summers and the rest of them, are the very people that made the changes and got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and others.
And every bit of this, folks, It is not happening by chance. Oh, I plead with you to believe everything you're hearing Alex Jones say. The elite of the world created the real estate crisis. The elite of the world created the banking crisis. The elite of the world created the small business crisis. And you haven't seen anything yet. Unemployment, didn't it just happen? Not on your life. Every bit of this is, and you are going to see, I'm going to read it to you one more time. This individual who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors told me 8 months ago, and I broke it on Alex Jones' show on July the 28th before it ever happened. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years, not months, as Obama says, years to come out of it. They are creating a depression. I was told it 8 months in advance and had the privilege of saying it on this show. Oil to $50 a barrel. Bankrupt OPEC.
Now finish up with their mindset, though. Finish up with their mindset.
Their mindset is control. Control. That it's not necessarily money. Some people think, oh, these people.
If you've got the
money.
Control, then you print the money. But go ahead.
Yeah, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin. It's the identical same mindset that they had. Is the mindset of the elite. The elite have made you to believe that the United States Treasury must bail out the banks. They had to do this. It was all a part of you paying for the elite's playing. I don't know how else to put it.
No. I mean, they admit they're setting up a new bank of the world, called a new world order that you will pay carbon taxes to, hundreds of new taxes, everything you do organized and run by them, or they won't turn the economy back on when they're the very people that engineered the implosion. I mean, even the Financial Times of London admits this. When we come back, I'm going to play a quick clip of George Soros admitting they're using oil as a weapon. But please continue.
Yeah, they made you believe that the banks of America had to be bailed out. In order to do it, they created the real estate crisis. Then with all of these derivatives that were out there, the banks of America were in trouble. They told you as a taxpayer, oh, you've got to bail them out. If you don't, we're going to have another depression. Well, you're going to have another depression anyway, whether they bail them out or not. And did you realize that you, the American taxpayer, have paid the bills for the elite by bailing out the banks of the United States of America and GM and Chrysler?
Well, it was a setup. I mean, they mean to bankrupt GM and Chrysler and move them to Brazil and places with the bailout money. But, I mean, the banks are bragging that they're keeping the money to buy up other banks and insurance companies. It's a total scam.
Now, folks, you've got to believe this because I told it on Alex Jones' show on July the 28th, not because Lindsey Williams had the knowledge of this.
Lindsey, I had you on because I got the exact same info 2 years before that at Bilderberg. That's why I knew, plus you've been accurate in the past. I mean, we're going off what the globalists say and do. I mean, I got arrested going up there trying to cover it. You know, we go through hell and high water to bring people this information.
Let me give you an example that maybe would come down to home, because I know some of you sitting out there right now still mind-boggled saying, can this guy possibly know what he's talking about? Okay, let's take a simple thing like your house mortgage. All right, you buy a house. You take it on a 30-year mortgage. You go down and get a loan, and that loan is guaranteed by Fannie and Freddie. All of a sudden, you've paid on the house for 15 years, and a financial crash comes like we're having right now.
Stay there. Let's cover it when we get back. Stay there. And George Soros, straight ahead.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order.
And is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it's so frustrating reading UN documents, Rand Corporation documents, Pentagon documents, linking to them on Infowars.com, State Department Random 200, where they say they want to get rid of the majority of the people on the planet. And to know it's real, to know it's happening, and just keep warning people and warning folks. And yeah, tens of millions worldwide listen, but it isn't enough. And more people are listening every day and finding out we're telling the truth. But it's scary to admit the truth. All I can tell you, listeners, is we're in a lot of trouble. But what the elite are doing is so over the top, so criminal, that if we just speak up and stand up and say no, we can beat them. Now, we're going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes. I want Lindsay to finish up with a story he was telling about your house mortgage as a parable or an example. But first, I wanted to play this brief clip of George Soros. It's up on YouTube. It's from the Davos Globalist Switzerland meeting, Economic Forum, a few weeks ago, where he's being interviewed on international television, and he admits that oil is being used as a weapon and that it's destroying all these different economies. Now, the clip's long. We're just playing a clip of it. You can just Google George Soros admits oil is a weapon and watch the whole clip. But here it is.
Bursting. However, it's not all bad news, because the major oil-producing countries have been the enemies of the prevailing world order: Venezuela, Iran, Russia. And it's not so easy to finance a Bolivarian revolution with $40 oil. So I think Venezuela is Chavez, probably his days are numbered. And in Iran, I think that he's not going to last a year. may be wrong, but I mean he's under considerable duress and his influence is going to decline. In Iran, Ahmadinejad is up for elections in 2009, and unless he can provoke some incident or I think that he's liable to also be defeated and you may have a more reasonable regime.
What about Russia? Can,
now, Russia is more troubling because there, you see, the Putin has been using oil for a number of reasons.
Let's stop right there. You can go watch the whole clip if you want, but you know, these countries are going against the New World Order, and so they've got to be dealt with. Remember, it's going to kill you as well, because these countries can't buy our T-bills. They can't prop up the debt anymore. This is the bankers going out and bad-mouthing the world economy, saying we're in a depression to artificially implode it so they can consolidate. That's the banker game. It's now in congressional testimony that the banks engineered the 1929 crash. Lindsey Williams, please continue.
This person told me back 8 months ago, and you remember me saying this on your show, Alex. It just was brought to my mind by what George Soros just said. Iran, he said to me, right at the time that everybody was predicting, even I was saying, we're going to have a war with Iran. America, Israel, somebody's going to invade them. No. This individual said to me, we do not want to go to war with Iran. I said, well, what's going on?
No, you said that on air almost 7 months ago. You were right.
Yeah.
You said, no,
said,
they're going to bankrupt them with oil. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, he said, oil, we're going to bankrupt them. That's exactly what George Soros just said 8 months later. And I was told it by one of the people who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. Okay, go back to your house. There's so much to say, Alec. I'm having to talk as fast as I can. I know we're running out. Okay, your house, 30-year mortgage. You pay on it for 15 years. All of a sudden, you have a financial crash like we're having right now. You haven't seen anything yet. You think this is bad. You wait till 6 to 9 months from now, folks.
And it's not going to stop until we arrest the bankers. It's not going to stop until we take our country back.
You're exactly right. And it's going to be programs like yours that see it brought back, because the only thing that these people fear is the masses waking up, and that's what you're doing for them, Alex. Okay, 30-year mortgage. You pay on it for 15 years. What did that banker give you when you bought that house? They gave you a piece of paper. They did not give you gold or silver. They gave you no tangible objects whatsoever. They paid no collateral, but you did. And you gave them that house as collateral. Okay, you pay on it 15 years. You have a crash. You lose your job. All of a sudden, you can't pay on your house. After 3 months of you being behind on your mortgage, they come in and repossess. What do they give you back to that house? Nothing. Positively nothing. But you have paid them for 15 years for that house. You have paid the elite through the banks that are now owned by them, because the Treasury has bailed them out and totally controls them. And they have everything to gain by getting that house back, because they pay you nothing for it when they take it back.
Well, did the baby boomers think the elite were really going to let them have all this money they put in a 401k? Obama's getting rid of all these 401k rules, mortgage tax deduction rules. They want you bankrupted. They're cold-blooded. They financed Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. Finish up, Lindsey.
The elite will own, please folks, listen to me. The elite will own the banks of America when all this is over. They will own the majority of the real estate of the United States of America, because when you can't make your house payment, they come and get it back.
And they're going to use high taxes to drive everybody else out of their houses. This is not,
yeah.
They don't want to help the economy. They want to wreck it.
Well, sure, it's to their advantage to do
so. We have all their banking association documents. It's incredible. They're criminals. In fact, stop there. And then I want to plug your DVD for folks that go to calls, because this is too important.
The Banks of America. The Banks of America get that real estate back. And who is it that owns the Banks of America now? Because the Treasury bailed them out. Your great-great-grandchildren paid for the elite to get your house after you've paid for it for 15 years and put you out on the street, and now that bank has them. The nations of the world.
Stop right there. But to buy up real assets, they cut off liquidity of the real economy worldwide, crash the world to destroy the economy, and then 9.7 trillion later, the banker bailout was really a banker takeover. Congress says, where's the money? And they're told, we're not going to tell you. And then the head of the private Federal Reserve lies and says it's on our website. Senator Sanders says, no, it's not. And then the head of the Fed admits, we're not going to tell you where the money is. Bloomberg headline, Fed refuses to release bank data, insist on secrecy. Here is that clip.
Absolutely extraordinary that I wrote you a letter and I said, hey, Who'd you lend the money to? What were the terms of those loans? How can my constituents in Vermont get some of that money? Who makes the decisions? Do you guys sit around in a room? Do you make it? Are there conflicts of interest? So my question to you is, will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars? Will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements?
We explain each of our programs. In terms of the terms, we explain the terms exactly. We explain what the collateral requirements are. We explain what
to whom did you explain that?
It's on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that information is available in our commercial paper program.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that it's counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the...
Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very...
Now, I got banks and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved. It is a collateralized, short-term liquid loan that is both over-collateralized and is recourse to the company itself. We have never lost a penny doing it.
And how can other institutions get those loans as well?
All right, that's enough.
According to
all lies, you're paying for it all with interest. The private banks loan back in the $787 million stimulus package, really the federalization package of the states, they loaned it back at interest to the American people. It's all secret. And you heard Bernanke there, to U.S. senator, saying, you don't get to know, and the Federal Reserve is private. It's only going to get worse until you recognize who the criminals are. And the private banks admit they have NORTHCOM and the military standing by, threatening Congress with martial law if they don't follow orders, and that the president is a dictator. Lindsey Williams.
Well, Alex, this is the mindset of the elite. You have done a masterful job of presenting it to the folks out in your listening audience today. And folks, now listen, here's the latest, and this is final. I'm going to stop with this and then go on to whatever Alex wants to do in the rest of the program. We've got so much more to give. But the Treasury of the United States must sell, now this is as of Friday of this week, the Treasury of the United States must sell $450 billion of T-bills a month to fund the new debt this year through September the 30th.
While the bankers are bankrupting other nations so they can't buy it.
Iceland, Latvia, Eastern Europe, all of them are about to go under. Iceland and Latvia have already gone under. When Eastern Europe goes under, it's going to bring a total collapse of the American dollar.
Stay there, Lindsey. Okay. Got a break. Come back. Final calls with Lindsey Williams. Stay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Look, I know I usually take more calls on the Sunday show, and we haven't done that. They'll be all over the map. We're going to go to them here in just a few minutes, and I want to thank Lindsay Williams for joining us. I do want to put out a program note here. My film, The Obama Deception, showing out what the bankers are really doing, how they're engineering this, how he's their puppet, just like Bush was, but to betray the people, how they're bringing in the gun control, the FEMA camps. It's going to be out now in just about 7 days. You can pre-order the DVD right now at Infowars.com. It'll also be up in high quality next Sunday night. At the end of the show will be the premiere, 6 p.m. Central. It'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. There's going to be a DivX copy up there in high quality to download and burn the DVD for activism. So the ObamaDeception.net or Infowars.com. Get involved in the fight today. We got to expose this puppet for what he is. Lindsay, speaking of films, every week now you do a DVD update breaking down what's happening. You go into a lot more detail than you've been able to hear on air with me butting in and adding stuff. Give folks that toll-free number who want to call and get that.
Toll-free number, 800-321-2900. Would you like to know everything that the elite told me that's planned for you for the next 1 year? It's two DVDs, that's correct. You watch them on your television. Two CDs, over 5 hours of viewing and listening, either in your automobile or at home on your TV. 800-321-2900. You've got to know about the Baltic Cry Index. I plead with you. Let me tell you what Vita Locke told me in southeast Colorado last weekend. Hey, you folks, you don't have to.
The farmers are going bankrupt.
800-321-2900. Now, my operators have been busy all week long. They were so tired, they almost collapsed on Friday. I persuaded two of them to be on the lines this afternoon. That's right. Right now, you can call this number. I begged them to be on Sunday afternoon because
give them the number. Give them the number. We're going to go to calls.
800-321-2900. Two DVDs, two CDs. Get them. I beg of you.
And wake people up. These are key tools. Thank you, Lindsay. Let's go
and
to phone.
By the way, they're not copywritten. You can copy these and give them to everybody you want to give them to. Just get the message out.
All right, let's jam in as many calls as we can. Nathan in St. Louis.
God bless you, Alex and Lindsay from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 1, St. Louis.
Sir, your phone's really bad. Go ahead and make your point. Sorry.
Okay, Alex, what is your opinion on the rumor that Hillary Clinton signed an agreement with China that granted eminent domain as collateral for U.S. debt? And, Lindsay, how does that go against or play into Big Oil's New World Order agenda?
Okay, it's not a rumor. Under the IMF and World Bank plan, big companies that have bought T-bills, our infrastructure is pledged. The particular website that put it out that it was a specific deal with China, that guy's disinfo, and it's meant to discredit the serious story. Lindsay?
We had to do something in order to get China to buy our T-bills, anything, because the Federal Reserve 2 weeks ago said we're going to start buying American T-bills. They've never done it in the history of the United States of America because they knew that the dollar was about to collapse. This, yeah, you're right, Alex. It was. It has to be.
All right. And again, I'm going to people quick. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate you as well. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Alex and Lindsay, thanks both of you guys for everything you're doing. I'll try to make this quick. I was thinking about the whole vaccination scandal that's going on recently, and I remembered how sometimes in Hollywood and such, they'll, you know, years ahead of time to subconsciously acclimate, you know, the people to a certain scenario. They'll, you know, put things out ahead of time, and then, you know, years later you'll look back and go, oh, that was the plot of a movie or whatever. Well, Mission Impossible 2 was actually the basic idea of what was going on here this last week with the vaccine situation. It was, you know, viruses combined into a super virus that makes it more easily, you know, transferable among humans, creating a pandemic, and then, you know, so a pharmaceutical company can therefore cash in on the mass need for the antibodies.
And one of the issues I've got going on is I think the phone problem is on our end. So, Hooge, I'm going to have you take these calls from in there. For some reason, problem with the phone box in here. You want to comment on stage terror, stage biological weapons releases by the elite?
Positively, I beg of you. My 8 DVD set, which I didn't even talk about a moment ago, one of them is entitled Vaccinations and deals with the problem this gentleman just called in about. Again, I beg of you, 800-321-2900, and one of the DVDs on my big 8-pack concerns that, Alex.
Well, I mean, it came out that they were trying to mix bird flu in with vaccines this week.
Yes.
It's just, you can't make this stuff up. It's just too insane. Let's go to J.D. in Hollywood. J.D., you're on the air.
I'm calling you from the brainwashed capital, but I'm a Canadian. It's nice out today. I can't see any chemtrails. So I guess even on the seventh day, the soft killers need to rest. I liked your story about the carpet cleaner. If I were you, I would have told him that he missed a spot underneath the gun rack. Anyways, I have a question for you about this article in Reuters. Was the headline is Obama to sign stem cells order on Monday.
That's right. That was in my study.
It can be used for good, you know, but you know that that's not their intention.
Yeah, let me comment on that. Let me comment on that briefly, and I appreciate your call. We got to move quick here, callers. I apologize for that. That's in my stack. I never got to it, but I will now since you brought it up. There's no debate. They can use skin cells. They can use your own cells just as good. It's a cover story. And if you read the fine print, it's there. It isn't about stem cells. It's about being able to use fetuses and embryos in genetic experiments. That's what is being legalized. Pastor Williams?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it is immoral to the core and unbiblical.
All right, let's talk to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome, Josh.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Fine.
So I have something of dire importance here. While the story on avian flu broke, it was brought to the attention of many of the readers of the Prison Planet Forum that we have also uncovered several of the moderators, anti-Illuminati and Sane specifically, have come up with a lot of the evidence to back this up, that there is a plan in place to stage a false flag terror event to bring in Internet 2. And
yes, they're going to attack the Internet, the Pentagon is, to shut it down and force us to Internet 2, where the New York Times admits we will have no freedom, and Infowars.com and other sites will be gone.
Exactly. And the scale of this attack is far beyond anything else. We found some of the documents that talk about discussing this. That
yeah, the elite have to false flag their own internet because we're killing the mainstream media. And in fact, the great writers on the site, I've seen the material they put together on the Prison Planet Forum. They should write articles and then submit them to Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson for posting on the main site.
Okay. Just to bring up a very dire point that's brought up here, this recent false flag about Marine One is completely, utterly bold.
Yeah, they're claiming somebody got into the Pentagon online and got the specs from Marine One, so they've got to ban the internet because somebody got the specs from Marine One when the government's own computers are on separate nets that aren't even on the web.
Exactly. Having worked in big IT as well as done some government projects myself, I can wholeheartedly vouch that it is impossible for that to occur unless they let it occur intentionally. But to sum up basically something that is very important here, by their own documents, they were saying that the type of attack that they are staging is so widespread that it could not only affect computers but almost any device plugged to the power grids. And conceivably,
that's right. They can deliver viruses over power cords because they have systems where they can deliver internet commands and things over the internet itself, data transmission. Look,
precisely. I have an uncle-in-law who actually worked at one of the universities here in North Carolina who helped pioneer that technology back in the 60s
yes.
and 70s.
We're out of time. I'm sorry to Mercedes, Chris, and many others that are holding. In closing, Lindsey Williams, they're openly announcing they're going to shut down the old web, force us onto a new web. They've got to do it because we're exposing their criminal activities. Comments on that?
You're exactly right, Alex. And folks, I plead with you, set your spiritual house in order. You don't have any time left to play around with what you do with Jesus Christ and the Bible. Listen to everything Alex Jones says every day, and don't you miss a single one of his programs, because 24 hours could make the difference in you knowing whether it's going to be your dinner table with food on it or not,
Lindsey,
Alex.
Lindsey, since you brought that up, it's come out in the news that 26,000 preachers, 50,000 executives are on secret FEMA payroll. We got the secret documents years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They announce it like it's no big deal. The preachers, most of them are paid off to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn in their guns, take forced inoculations. Is that biblical or is that of the New World Order?
Oh, that's what the New World Order. Don't you dare let them get hold of any information about you. I was in a church the other day, and I wanted to walk out. They wanted every information imaginable, and they said they wanted it for their files. I know exactly what they're doing with it. Turn it into FEMA. Folks, be careful of your local church. I'm a preacher of 50 years. Believe me, you must set your spiritual house in order according to the scriptures, not according to your local pastor.
That's right. The New World Order is making its move. They've got their secret police in place everywhere. But the sleeping giant is awakened. It is rising. We will defeat the New World Order with God's help. Lindsey Williams, Godspeed. Thank you so much for joining us on this important transmission. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.